Better First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQT, St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasty. tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek. I would assume you knew the last couple of days. I took a couple of days off. I got treatment on my problem and at the radiologist office, and I think we've got everything taken care of. Now I'm going to be speaking a little bit different for a couple of weeks, I guess, until this crap all goes away. But, you know, we'll take it like we get it, and we'll go from there. You know, there were 12 full page editorial on me. That's seven more, or I'm sorry, five more than when it was on Donald Trump when he ran for president in 2016. So I'm hoping to get a couple more. I know the FCC has said that they've yanked the license, but we still have some directions to go, and I think Monday we're going to start going those directions. Now I know sooner or later, we'll be off the air on this station, but see, they can finally make us get off the air, but they can't ever, ever make us quit talking on the air. And that's what we'll be doing when we lose these licenses. We're in the process of talking to some other people who own other stations who say they are more than happy to put me and Kevin Slayton back on the air. So just hold your horses, hold your drawers, because I think it's going to happen, and I think it's going to happen sooner or later. And just remember, they can take us off a station because they say we can't own stations, which I don't, but they can't take us off the air. So hold on to that, and we'll see what's going to happen. I see here, front page, top fold, in this Bellwell new Slimocrat, that the GOP lawmakers in Illinois, they're seeking changes to end the speed-up gun IDs. Got a great picture here of State Representative Charlie Myers, Republican out of Oakville, and he's trying hard to fight what's best for the state. Now, I know the Democrats, on the other hand, which are the vast, vast majority, they really, really give a damn less. But they're going to probably fight it out. And I would assume at the end of the day, unless you're a Democrat, you're going to be a loser, because the Democrats will fight it, and they've got their own program involved. And I would assume, since they're the upper majority, that whatever they say at the end of the day is the way it's going to go. Now, I hope they take a little bit of the Democrats and a little bit of the Republicans' information, put it all together, and make what's best for our cities and our state. But I do not believe that's going to happen. I would assume at the end of the day that the Democrats have control, they're going to keep control, and they're going to do it their way. And the Republicans, which are outnumbered, I believe at least three to one, they're just going to have to go by the wayside. Now, I hate to see that happen, because there are a lot of good Democrats in government, and there are a lot of good Republicans in government. But when you can just take a situation and beat the hell out of your opposition for no reason, that makes it bad for everybody. But we will see how that plays out. I also see front page in the newspaper that East St. Louis investigate a fatal shooting of a man in his car. It says the driver is dead and the passenger is in the hospital with multi-bullet wounds after an unknown gunman opened fire into the car Thursday. Now, I guess in East St. Louis, and I was an East St. Louis homicide detective for many years, I would say in East St. Louis that it's always wrong when you want to fight someone who has more fight in him than you do. Now, I don't know what took place, and I don't think many people knew what took place on this shooting, but they're going to try to make a big deal out of it, so I would assume they know who the shooter is. They just can't prove it. And you know how many times that's happened in East St. Louis, happened in Centerville, in Washington Park, in Cahokia. It's happened all around. It's happened all around below the hill. Nobody gets excited about it. And the next thing you know, they'll be on another shooting, and they'll say with that, well, it's about time that somebody picked up and did something and had somebody arrested for the crime. Now, that really pisses me off, that most of the times, especially below the hill, they never come up with the orchestrator of the crime. Now, I would hope this time they do, and if they do, it'll be one of the first times, and if they do, I would say at the end of the day, the case will be thrown out. They're not going to be convicted. So, but we'll see what happens. You know, we're talking about Trump and Biden now. They're going to be the two candidates for president. Says in the newspaper, black voters powered Biden's success on Super Tuesday. Now, I don't know how they did that, because they are the vast, vast, vast minority in this government, in this great United States. They're the vast, I think it's 16-17% black and about 65% white. But they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And anyway, you can't win if you don't have the black vote. And the black vote, again, doesn't mean that much. But apparently it does now, because they say that Biden was in a tight race with Sanders, and all of a sudden all the blacks came out and voted for Biden. Now, I don't know why that was. I know Sanders had quite a few black supporters, but it's amazing how somebody can push a button and get people to vote ways they don't want to vote. But at some point in time that happens, and that's just not with black and white. You know, that's with men and women, Democrats and Republicans, so you just have to kind of fight through it and decide which direction is the best direction for you to go. But I will say, once the black voters get on board, they stay on board. And I think a lot of these black voters who would eventually went with Sanders decided, well, my friends are going to go with Biden, so if my friends are going to go with Biden, I'm going to go with him. So if that's the way it got started, that's probably the way it's going to end. But I have to say that I think when this is all said and done, Trump will probably be a bigger winner than he was in 2016. I think he's got his organization together. I think they've done an exceptionally good job. And I don't see how in any way, shape, or hell that Biden can beat Trump in a straight-up election. And I believe that's what's going to happen, because I don't think Trump's people are going to take the crap. I don't know if Biden even knows where he's at, but we'll have to see on that. I also see over in Missouri, the great, great state of Missouri, that Rollo pleaded guilty and got 17 months. He was part of the executive Steve Stinger's play to pay indictment. He was sentenced in federal court on Thursday to 18 months in prison plus 2 years probation. Now, I know he feels bad about it, and I think the only reason he feels bad about it is because he got caught. He said, I let my ambition get the better of me, and it clouded my judgment. He said that the Rallo made thousands of dollars in donations to Stinger and hosted fundraisers for the former county executive, who resigned in the spring and was sentenced to 45 months in prison. Now, that's amazing. That's amazing how you can sit back, and if you're found not guilty, you stand up and say, see, I told you I did nothing wrong. But Rallo said that he had been diagnosed with thyroid cancer, which he says is now in remission. He said he pleaded guilty in July and has his sentence delayed several times. Isn't it amazing how some people can get a continuance after a continuance after a continuance, and nobody says anything? Then at the end of the day, he ends up with only 17 months, and everybody's kind of happy with it. They're not pissed that he only got 17 months. I'd be pissed if he only got 17 months, because I know the story. I know what went on with Rallo. I know what went on with Steve Stinger. I know what went on with a lot of these no-good, no-count son-of-a-bitches. But as long as it's a minimal sentence, they don't care either. But 17 months is what Rallo got, as opposed to 48 months is what Stinger's got. I think somebody's a little pissed off about that. And it's amazing how they just let it go and let it go and let it go. Now, let it be their opposition. Let it be their opposition that was involved, and everybody would want to go crazy. Everybody would want to go crazy. But because at this point in time, it's such a minor, minor deal, and 17 months in prison is a minor deal. And it's amazing how people can sit back and say, well, let's just let it go. It was only 17 months. Now, if it had been 17 years, we would have fought him tooth and nail. But it was 17 months, so that's not going to fly. Here we go. Let's get over here and decide if I can hold on to... Oh, I don't know if you guys saw in the paper this morning and last night that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, he apologized on Thursday for his impassioned comments about two Supreme Court justices, saying he should have not used those words. Now, that's the third or fourth or fifth or sixth time that he's done stuff like that. But he's talking about Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh. And he said, if you guys, it found out about this and what you've done, you will pay the price. You will pay the price. And I think at this point, the justices are about tired. I think they're just as tired of the Republicans as they are the Democrats, and vice versa. All they want to see is justice. Now, they all have personal feelings, and I understand that. But those personal feelings should not interfere in electoral process. And when Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. issued a rare rebuke stating Schumer's comments were not only inappropriate, but were damaging. Now, isn't that amazing when people can talk like that and think, hey, I'm not going to get in any trouble. Why should I get in any trouble? But it all works out. At the end of the day, we're all going to get what's owed us, whether it's good or whether it's bad. We've got that tape of Schumer. Let's hear it.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Now, you heard it. You heard it from the cat's mouth or the rat's mouth or whatever mouth you want to hear it from. But that just goes to show you how the Democrats can play a nasty game. But always remember that the Republicans are just about as bad. It just all depends on who's at the top of the ladder that things go either good, bad, or indifferent. And it really pisses me off, and I hope it would piss you off. You guys know, whenever somebody is caught in a lie, first thing they want to do is say, that's not what I meant, that's not what I really said. But that is what Schumer actually said, and that's what he actually did. And he was so pissed, and if he hadn't got it strong and hard from the Republicans Thursday night, you wouldn't be hearing this crap, because he doesn't give a damn. He gives a damn less. And a lot of the Republicans are the same way. But you have to take them all with a grain of salt, because you never know when it's going to be on the other foot, when the shoe's going to be on the other foot, and the Democrats will be fighting the Republicans, saying how bad the Republicans are. Let's go ahead with some calls. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I hope this finds you well. But, you're always preaching no violence. But yet people like Schumer and his political partners claim, you know, they want to do violence all the time. But you keep on saying no violence, and then they come after you to get you off the air. I mean, everything you talk about, beat them at the box and all that, but yet they still want to come after you. You speak the truth, and they still want to come after you. Where is your criminal justice? Where is your criminal justice reform? They claim that you're a felon, convicted felon. Oh, my God, we got to get him off the air. Well, where is your criminal justice reform? And where is your no violence? Why aren't these liberals backing you up instead of trying to get you off the air?
You know what, John? I've had hundreds of people tell me the same thing. And I want to know, too, but there's no sense in fighting these son of a bitches, because when you try to fight them, things just get worse. I've said before, at the end of the day, I'll probably lose these licenses. Not that I can't talk on the radio, but I can't be on the radio, own these stations, and be a felon. So I've talked with people from other stations, and I've got two or three stations that people want me on, me and Kevin Slayton, and we're probably pretty soon going to make that move. But, and there's no sense in getting all pissed off at these rotten bastards, because they're going to do and say what they want when they want, No matter what we do or say, it makes no difference because, see, we're always the bad guys. You know, and I used to be a Democrat, and I don't know what your political persuasion is, John. I used to be a Democrat. A lot of my friends used to be Democrats. And I spoke out and said, hey, I'm no longer a Democrat. And they said, are you going to go Republican? And I says, no, I'm going to go with the best candidate. If it is a Democrat down the road, I'll be for him. If it's a Republican down the road, I'll be for him. If it's an independent down the road, I'll be for him. I'm going to do my best to get all the information I can get and try to lead my friends and try to tell my friends and people, here's why I think that this guy's the best candidate. Now, hopefully some of them, well, I'd hope that all of them, but they probably won't, that some of them would go along with the program, because I want to see justice for everyone. There's a lot of good Democrats. There's a lot of good Republicans. There's some bad Democrats and bad Republicans, and that's what we have to do day after day. We have to all come together and have to knock these son of a bitches out of the way so we can at some point in time have a decent government that represents all the people, not just the Democrats, not just the Republicans, but represents all the people. What do you think, John?
Well, again, Bob, like you said, you say eventually you're going to lose. Well, you may lose 1190, I don't know, but you are not going to lose. You're just going to change.
There you go.
And you and Kevin will survive. The truth will be spoken. I don't care what they do. Again, it just may be another station somewhere else, but it's still going to be out there. So, nah, man, you and Kevin are not going to lose. Matter of fact, this is just going to make you stronger.
You know, John, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the support. And, I had this problem started in middle of December, and I've had it taken care of. They've taken part of my brain off, but that's okay. I can live with that. It just takes a while to get stronger and to get fed off this crap. But I told them, until I'm not breathing anymore, I'm going to be on the air somewhere. And a lot of people have called and thanked me and said, thanks, we're behind you. And I always tell them, don't be behind me. Let's all be together. I don't want anybody behind me. I want everybody alongside of me. I want everybody to know that I'm far, far, far from being perfect. And I feel good about that because everybody I've talked to in the last 8-10 years, they're far, far, far from being perfect. But we can all work together. That's what I like about this country. The people I talk to, all of them have been in trouble. Now, some get in trouble and get caught and end up paying a fine or going to jail for a while. Others get in trouble, don't get caught, and everybody talks what nice people they are. There's not anyone walking the face of this earth who hasn't done something that they could go to jail for. I don't give a damn what anybody says or anybody does. There's not one person out there. Well, I'm sorry, there could be one or two or three. But with 330 million people, that one or two or three people really doesn't make any difference. Because again, the vast majority of us, the 99.9%, have done something that if we had got caught, we would have went to jail for. And I hate to see that and hate to say that, but see, I'm in that group. I know everybody listening, and I've got listeners all over the country. They're all in that group. Some of them are luckier than others. Some of them don't get caught. Some of them just keep trucking, and that's okay. If you don't get caught, you don't get caught. But if you do get caught, take your punishment and move on. Now, people, they don't like to hear that if it involves them. But what they do love to hear, if it involves their enemy or if it involves someone they don't like or someone they don't know, and that's the time when they say, hey, don't worry about it. It doesn't concern our family. whatever trouble these people get into, let them get into that trouble, because they apparently deserve it if they got caught. We, on the other hand, apparently don't deserve it because we've done nothing wrong to get caught doing. So that bothers me a little bit, but in the scheme of things, that's the way you have to play life. You go through life, you do things wrong, and you're going to do things wrong. And it's just hopeful that the things you do wrong are so minimal that you won't get caught, or you won't get in trouble, or you'll get slapped on the hand. But when somebody does something major, and it comes back to bite them, I would say, hey, it's on you. Take your responsibility, take your punishment, and move on. Don't be mad at the police. Don't be mad at the prosecutors. They're just doing their job. Be mad at yourself. Be mad at the people that you were involved in when you did wrong things. And again, if you got away with it, that's fine. If you didn't, pay the price, do the time, and come back out in society and do something positive for your country, yourself, your family, your citizens around you. That's all you have to do. But whenever it happens, when you do something wrong and don't get caught, don't feel like you're special, because you're not. Just feel like you're lucky because you got away with something that someone else didn't get away with. Probably got away with something more dangerous or serious than somebody else did. But you have to take it with a grain of salt. You have to be worried to fight the fight. And that's all we can do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ. 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a woman shout out,
who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper, the most hated son of a bitch on the face of the earth. And I kind of take pride in that. I don't have to have people like me. I just want people to listen to me. And I want them to listen to everybody else. Then I want them to make their own decision. But if they're intelligent enough, they'll research everybody's information and they'll say, hey, Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper, I don't like him personally, but what he says is correct. And I hope that's all you good people do. You don't have to like me. I don't give a damn someone likes me or not. I just want people to respect me like I want to respect all of you. So that's all you have to do. Get all the information you can get, and you follow the lead that you think's best. Let's go ahead and take some more callers. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, you nasty, rotten breath son of a bitch. Oh, you'd be kicked off the air.
Oh, Dave. I think that's the Dave that has sex with animals. I don't know if that's the same Dave, but as always, you know, it's not good to hear from a son of a bitch like that, because all they want to do is moan and groan and rap and give you crap. Rap and give you crap. That's all these bastards want to do. You can't get a legitimate call from them, son of a bitches, because they don't know what legitimacy is. You know, they've lied all their life. They're going to continue to lie. And that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. I see in the newspaper, and if it's in the newspaper, it's probably on the internet. I see where this Lori Malone, she's in Iowa. It's been 3 or 4 or 5 months. She's facing charges of abandonment in connection with the unknown whereabouts of her 2 children. She was spotted in California on Thursday ahead of her planned court appearance date in Iowa. Now, I don't know why that they're going through all this crap, because they've got her on a $5 million, you hear me? A $5 million bond, and all they're saying that she abandoned her 2 children back in Idaho on Thursday. And it says early Thursday, Vallow had been seen in Los Angeles International Airport, where law enforcement officers escorted her to a waiting vehicle after her plane landed. She later reportedly flew to Seattle and then to Boys before arriving at the Madison County Jail in Rexburg, Idaho. Now, I don't know what the big deal is. You know that she's got her children stashed away someplace. Now, I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but she hasn't done anything wrong to her children. But see, the government, as I always say, the government can be good and the government can be bad. So we're going to take it this time to think that the government is probably bad. And the government's like everybody else. There's a lot of good people, but there's always a few bad people, and that's in every walk of life. And I think that's the bad people in this scenario. is the government, and why I have no idea. I have no idea why they would call up and try to distort matters the way they are. Now, the government hasn't arrested Lori Ballard's fifth husband, I think, because I don't think he's done anything wrong. I don't think she's done anything wrong at the end of the day. But we'll see how it works out. Go ahead, Victor. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I just wanted to say I've been listening for a long time, and I just really respect your honesty and your powerful voice. And I just wanted to thank you for everything you've done. I don't know if people thank you enough, but you're one of the most honest people on the radio, and I think when the history of radio is written, there's going to be a long chapter on you and everything you've done. You're absolutely amazing, and there really is no one on the planet like you. So I just wanted to say thank you. And I just wanted an update. You sound a little different. I wanted to know, is everything okay with your health? And I don't know if you got bronchitis or something, or if I've just missed, but I just want to make sure you're doing okay. Yeah. I want you on the air for a long time, Bob.
Where are you calling from, Victor? What area?
Collinsville.
Hey, I love the people in Collinsville. They've always been nothing but good to me. I had a problem. I think it's been worked out. Of course, I won't know for a couple more weeks, but I think I'm doing fine, and I think everything will work out. But I want to tell you, and you let your friends know, that I appreciate you guys listening, and anything I can ever do for you, just let me know.
Well, Bob, I just think that, like I said, when the history of broadcasting is written, you are a true legend, and you are just a warrior for the truth. And I just want to thank you for that. You're an amazing, amazing person. And if Hollywood could tell a good story, you would be one of the most famous people in the world today, I think. You're absolutely amazing. And I love you, Bob. So thank you.
Okay, Vic, thank you very much. That's awful nice of you and everybody that's listening to say. I have people call from California, from New York, from Florida, from Michigan. And they don't want to be on the air. They just want to thank me. And I tell them, don't thank me. We're all in this together. I preach what I can preach because I can. And I tell you, Victor, and everybody else, you're doing the best you can. Maybe you're not on the air, but everybody doesn't have to be on the air to make everybody successful. But it just really makes my day when people can say, hey, I'm with you, Bob, but I want to tell all of you, I don't want you with me. I want us all together. I want us all together because I want us to fight this fight together. And it's amazing. Just like Victor said, I hope you're feeling better, and I am feeling a lot better. But when it's all said and done, we all have to come together. Some of us will fight a little bit harder than others because we can. Some of us will talk about people a little bit harsher because we can. But at the end of the day, it's really great. It's really great when you can sit around and say, hey, this guy doesn't even know me. We want to thank me for all I do. And again, I say, that's great, Victor, and everybody else throughout the country. But don't thank me because I've done nothing but what I can do. And you good people out there have done nothing more than you can do. Some can do a lot more, some can do less. But if we all do what we can do, that makes us all winners because everybody has to come together. Everybody has to come together and say, this wouldn't happen without all of us sticking together. And I feel good about that, and I think at the end of the day, we all should feel good about what we can do to help our community out, help our cities out, help our states out, because if we don't stick together on any situation, I don't care if it's criminal, non-criminal, if we don't stick together, None of us are going to win because none of us will have all the parts put together. And it just pisses me off whenever people say, well, he shouldn't have done this or shouldn't have done that. I say, all you can do is the best you can do. All you can do is the best you can do, and you can't do any more. And if we all stick together and all do the best we can do, we'll win in the end. And I don't mean we Democrats, I don't mean we Republicans, I mean we the people of this great country. You don't have to be a fellow Democrat to help a Democrat out and have them win what they think is right. And you don't have to be a Republican to do the same. It's just fighting for what you believe in, fighting for the cause. And I think at the end of the day, if we all fight for what we believe in, we're going to stick together. Now, maybe a Democratic thing, maybe a Republican thing, but it's going to be good for everybody. It's going to be good for everybody. Monday, we'll back off a little bit and we'll start taking a little more local politics and get away from these national politicians, because all you're hearing from these national politicians are the same thing day in and day out and day in and day out. You guys get tired of hearing this crap. I get tired of talking about this crap. So that's why I say we're going to have to all come together. We're going to have to all come together and try to work things out. Whether we're right on some of it or wrong on some of the others, we're going to have to all come together. Again, because if we don't, we're all going to be walking down the wrong path. And when you walk down the wrong path, bad things happen. We're going to take a quick break here. We're not going to have a lot of time when we come back, but we are going to come back because we'll still have 4 or 5 minutes. So we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's by-state voice of freedom.
Thank you.
as always, we appreciate the late calls, but we got 8 or 10, 15 late calls. We can't take them all, but I'm going to try to take one quick. Go ahead, Sebastian. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Hey, look. Sounds like you're going to move to a new station.
I'm sorry?
You're going to move to a new station?
We think Charlie Slayton and I were negotiating right now.
Well, will you still get to say nigger?
Yeah, I can say nigger, you can say nigger, you can say hunky, you can say cracker, you can say whatever you want, and I can say whatever I want.
Really? Well, that's good news. So I was talking to my black neighbor.
Uh-huh.
He said he thinks St. Louis is a racist city. I said, oh, really? Well, we voted for a black city circuit attorney. We voted for a black county circuit attorney. We have all kinds of black employees at the government center. I told him he's full of crap. There's nothing racist about St. Louis. He's just one of those uppity niggers.
You know what, Sebastian, I agree with you. And thanks for the call, buddy. I call me Monday, and we can talk a little bit more because I'm running out of time. But you're exactly right. There's some racist blacks. There's probably more racist blacks than they are racist whites, because they really get pissed off and they don't give a damn. And see, I'm to the point, I haven't given a damn in the last 15, 20 years. It's amazing. It's amazing how you can fight these bastards, but you're always wrong if you're white. And I say that's not true, and everybody I talk to say that's not true. So hopefully we can all at some point in time come together, because I'm not against the whites, I'm not against the blacks. I'm for everybody that's going to try to treat this country and its people fair and equal. As always, it's time to go. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's do unto them like they continue to try to do unto us. Let's destroy them. Let's destroy them. Nothing violent. Never nothing violent. Let's destroy them. Politically, I say politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population, the Nigger Nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the Nigger Nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the Nigger Nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll